Hallo. Blödsinn zu unmuten. Mein Name ist Rosetta Tudor. How was that? I'm trying. I was practicing. Hello, everybody. Before I go on, you know, they say, I just want to acknowledge my colleagues here from Barbados. I have a team of, with Maria and Emily to back me up with sport. Thank you. Life is a journey, not a destination. So I'm going to take you on a journey to a place where you belong. To make sure that everybody here is awake, can I ask everybody to repeat after me? I'm going to Barbados with Rosanna, where we belong.
You sleeping.
Anyway, you know, where I come from, it's an island, so we've been having a lot of people ask us, where is Barbados? And I knew this was going to happen, so I prepared a little bit before, just to give you an idea of what Barbados is like. But prior to that, when I presented Fully Accessible Barbados at the world's first destinations for all in Montreal, my team and I shared a potent mixture of rum and fruit juices to everyone at the end of the presentation. That was with the hope that my presentation would have created a wow effect. At least if it didn't, the rum punch certainly would have knocked them out and ensured they remembered something about what I said. Not to worry, after my presentation in Brussels, you will be knocked off your chairs when you feel the warmth of our people and why Barbados is where you belong. Okay, I'm going to move you on. Many of you may not be aware that Barbados, our island, is known as the gem of the Caribbean, as well as the gateway to access in the Caribbean. Thankfully, because of our location, Barbados is least affected by storms. This, when speaking about our size of our island, we say that we are 21 miles long and a mile wide, which is, we're not that very big, so we're 21 miles long and a mile wide. We are just most easterly island of the island chain in the Caribbean. Historically, we are very British, and geographically, unique, because Barbados was formed as a result of two land masses forming together. It enjoys political stability and boasts of having the third oldest parliament in the world. This is a picture of the parliament, our parliament buildings, with a carnage and a pleasure boat in the foreground. In 1536, a Portuguese explorer, Pedro Campos, came to Barbados en route to Brazil. Campos named the island Los Barbados, the bearded ones, presumably after the island's fig trees, whose long hanging aerial roots have a beard-like resemblance. So this is a picture of the bearded fig trees that Barbados was named after. Los Barbados, Barbados. 1 minute. The architectural landscape of Barbados. I have to give you an idea of this because you have to understand our environment and why sometimes it takes so long to have access that we required. The roads were constructed very close to the buildings, limiting space available for pedestrians. Therefore, aging facilities can only offer certain levels of access due to the existing environment. This is a picture of one of our city streets. See how close the buildings are, but we're improving on this. This one here, it's only for pedestrians. This is Swan Street. But note the architecture very British, very close to the streets. This is another one in St. James. It's a picture looking down a narrow street with the buildings close to the road again. We have some highways, so not to worry. The next picture is another one. I'm just showing you a bit of our architecture. This is George Washington House, where the first president of the U.S., he vacationed and lived there for a while. So, as you can see, creating a Barbados is where we belong, where we want you to feel like you belong. Years ago, tourism planners, probably all over the world, not only in the Caribbean, they never factored in accessibility as a criteria for tourist satisfaction. Now it's becoming a required gauge to assess destinations' competitiveness. And I'm sure a lot of the other countries can attest to that. To address accessible tourism as well as inclusion for our people in Barbados, we developed the Fully Accessible Barbados program to enable people with access, requirements to function independently and with dignity through the universally designed tourism services and environments. Now, the FAB assessment process, I'm just going to briefly give you an idea on it. It offers 6 accessibility accreditation standards based on the level of physical access provided by the facility. Following an assessment process, recommendations are made to improve the accessibility of the service provided. These are our standards that we offer under our Fully Accessible Barbados program. 6 standards. However, a critical natural resource for countries like Barbados that depends heavily on tourism is its people. Our warm, welcoming nature is why we are confident that Barbados is where you belong. We know that access is not just about the environment. It is also about enabling people to make them feel as if Barbados is really where they belong, which is why our disability sensitivity training is required for Barbados to become a fully accessible destination. Through funding support from the European Union via the government of Barbados, our disability sensitivity training has been delivered to many public and private service providers. Its main partner over the past 4 years is the Barbados Tourism Product Authority, delivered by facilitators with 75% disabilities. We find this method is very effective, delivering this type of training using persons who have a disability in the specific areas. They have a better understanding of persons who live this every day of their lives. And it's been working for us tremendously in Barbados. The modules address is what is fully accessible Barbados first, understanding disabilities, assisting the blind, communicating with the deaf, and lifting and handling techniques for mobility challenges. This is actually one of our poster flyers that promotes our disability training to the private and public sector. This is a video. I'm hoping it can be played. Okay. It's just a short clip of one of our training sessions. you. So, back to Barbados, where you belong. We are confident Barbados is taking the correct steps to ensure that the needs of all customers are taken into account and the appropriate solutions provided by service providers on and off site. I will now invite you to view and hear the warmth of the Barbadian people and why Barbados is where you belong. Please try not to fall out of your chairs. Video, please. I'll take you to Barbados.
After leaving the office, Christopher and Sean were hanging out at a bar discussing where they could go on a vacation. Last year, they did not have such a good experience, as the destination they had chosen was totally insensitive to their needs. In wheels Roseanne on her scooter. She knew the guys, but had not seen them for a while.
Hi guys, how you doing? What's up?
We cool, Rose. Great seeing you again.
I'm good, Rose. It's nice to see you again. How are you doing?
I'm good. What are you up to?
We're trying to decide on where we would like to go for our vacation this year.
Yeah, we're really looking for a place that we can belong.
I got the right spot for you. Barbados. I did it last year, and it was a bomb. Amazing. The people, you're not going to find it any better. Everywhere is accessible, but when the people come up to help you, they help you. They make you feel as if you belong.
A week later, Chris and Sean wasted no time booking their flight and accommodation to Barbados, as well as the airplane transfer lift. Arriving at the Grantley Adams International Airport, they were warmly greeted by an immigration officer.
Guys, welcome to Barbados. I hope you had a great flight.
Thank you so much. We can't wait. You've already made us feel so welcome.
Hi, my name is Julie Paris. Not only am I trained in disability sensitivity facilitated by the Barbados Tourism Host Program, but I am very much aware that all human beings deserve a right to feel included. We all have different needs, and it does not take much to ask my brothers and sisters, how may I assist in making you feel that Barbados is where you belong?
Exiting the arrival hall at Grantley Adams International Airport, the guys wheeled themselves toward a gentleman who beckoned them towards his accessible vehicle, which was booked in advance. He warmly greets them like he would any of his passengers.
Thank you guys for using Blessed Rentals, Inc. What we're going to do today is we're going to take you on a totally accessible Barbados tour where you have the option of enjoying some of our local beer, or we can take you on a scenic ride where you can see different parts of the island. How would you guys like that?
Okay, that sounds fantastic. I heard so much about this beach and beer. I would love to try it.
It's great. You'll see.
Well, guys, as you realize that you're traveling in comfort and safety as well, that's one of the things that we do here. While you're here, we'll try to ensure that you have a very smooth ride and that you are well taken care of.
On their drive to the hotel, the guys decide to stop by a Bajan rum shop to have some cold Bajan beers. The shop did not have clear access to enter, but the owner does not hesitate in asking the guys if they would like assistance in getting into the shop.
Hi, how are you doing, man?
Not too bad. And you?
I'm doing well. Yes, I would love to have a cold beer, ginger beer. Why am I able to get it?
There's no problem. I will take care of you.
Thank you so much.
As soon as you're ready.
Thank you.
Boy, this is definitely where we belong.
Stay with the support of Jason Cole from Paddle Barbados.
Okay, who's ready for some water sport?
The guys felt ready and raring to go on a couple of the water sports equipment that were available to wheelchair users.
Hi, I'm Jason Cole. I'm always happy to invite anyone with a disability to enjoy what Barbados has to offer, and that is ocean and its friendly people. Somewhere special, somewhere where you feel like you belong. Does something different.
After their awesome water sports experience, a young man came over to the guys and started gesticulating with his hands. Chris recognized that he was signing to them, but not being familiar with sign language, both guys felt awkward. Immediately, an NCC beach ranger came over, and being able to understand some of the signs, she interpreted what Lionel was saying.
My name is Veronica Wiltshire. Before I was introduced to sign language through the disability sensitivity training, I never realized how excluded the deaf felt. Being aware has given me a greater sense of understanding of how to respond to the needs of persons with disabilities.
The guys soon befriended Lionel, who encouraged them to take part in the local carnival celebrations. On the final day of their amazing vacation, Chris and Sean had an encounter with Barbados's Minister of Tourism, which the guys soon found out was a common occurrence, as the government ministers are always accessible to the people of Barbados. He warmly greets them as they shared their experiences of Barbados.
You guys seem to be having a fantastic time during the festival. I was so happy, thank you. I was so happy to see you guys enjoying yourself that way during the festival. In fact, I am sure I saw both of you jumping out of your chairs. Not true? My ministry has been doing a lot of work with Fully Accessible Barbados in order to try to make sure that all visitors to our shores feel welcome and comfortable.
Where they truly belong.
Thank you. All those who want to come with me, please come and follow me through the door there.